Okay, so two nekudas left over from the day before. Nekuda number one, Shalosh Machlokos Bedover. Shalosh Machlokos Bedover, yeah? So Rashi came out that you have Rabbi Meir, you have Rabbi Bonin, and you have Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Okay? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was the one who said, B'shtar ayde acherin, v'loy ayde atzmai. The shtar only works ayde acherin, v'loy ayde atzmai. So that's the Chachamim of our Mishnah. Chachamim oimim, because of ayde atzmai, u'b'shtar ayde acherin. Shtar means ayde acherin, v'loy ayde atzmai. What does kesef mean? Kesef means both ayde acherin and ayde atzmai, because they can't mean the same thing, like we said before in the Gemara. So Rashi says, the first part of the Chachamim is the Rabbanan. Kesef de atzmai means afay de atzmai. Included in that, like Eliyahu pointed out the other day, is also shtar. And then the last part, by Kol Shekei, and the last one is Rav Shimon Elazar. So the kasha is here, how does the Gemara know there's three shitas? Maybe there's only two shitas. Maybe there's a Meir shita. And the Chacham of our Mishnah is Rav Shimon Elazar. Maybe Rav Shimon Elazar holds Kesef Ayde Atzmai works and Ayde Chirim. And Shtar Ayde Chirim, Ayde Atzmai. And the whole Chacham is Rav Shimon Elazar. We have to split up the three different shitas. Slice it so thin. So, Toys was after he quotes of Sol Rashi, he says the reason we split up the three is because of one word, because of the word af. When the Brisa brings Rav Shimon ben Elazar, it says, Af b'shtar ayde chemel l'atzmai. The mashmaus of af is that kesef also is only ayde chem v'lo ayde atzmai. So Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds kesef also only ayde chem and not ayde atzmai. Then the first part of the chachamim can't be Rav Shimon ben Elazar, because that says kesef does work ayde atzmai. So it's mukuk, there are three shitas. That's what Taisa says. And then he says, and if you don't have the gears of af, the gears of af was not so pashut. He says there are those that do not have the gears of af in the braisa. If you don't have the gears of af in the braisa, so then we're back to the same kasha. How do you know there's three? That he says, because the sugin gittin, where they're banan dafyid beis, where they're banan argue with the mayor about whether it's choy buloy or schus buloy, the bechukas read before, in that sugin you see that they're banan say, you can throw the get to the Eved Kanaini into his Dalet Amos. Like we learned by Get Isha, you can throw it into the Dalet Amos. So how do you throw it into his Dalet Amos? That means he's coined it himself, so that's Gidav Yod Bon Kechad. So he says, you see everything in that Gemara, that there's a Shitas HaRabbanon that hold Gidav Yod Bon Kechad. So if that's true, that means Rav Shimon Elazar is a Das Yachid. And if it's a Das Yachid, then we would never call a Das Yachid Chachom. Exactly. So even if you don't have the af, which means you could have maybe put Rav Shimon Elazar's shita into the Chachamim, but you can't, because since we know that the Rabbanan argue on him, he can't be the Chachamim.
And the second part of that is
so that is him, but over there it's different, because it doesn't say Chachamim Maimrim. Right, exactly. The Chachamim Maimrim is going in the first part. Exactly. So that's why we know there must be a third shita called Shita Sarabon. Exactly. That was Nekuda number one. Now, Nekuda number two. So this, the way the Mitzvah Eson asked the Kasha, I'll tell you how he asked the Kasha. Everyone here asked the Kasha. So what that the Zevet Kanaini is in the Parsha of Imbakabo Get? Like the Gemara says, Shaychi b'toiras Eved Shaych b'gitin. So what did he Shaych b'gitin? How is he Shaych b'gitin? He could accept a different Adon's get. He could take a different Adon's get. A different Adon, who's not his Adon, wants to give a get to his Eved. And this Eved can take it. Why? Because since it's leaving that Adon's Rishos, by him taking it, so it works. So what did he shaykh into the Torahs of get? But if Saif calls Saif, this is a Maisa which he cannot do. To be Makabu's own get, he can't do because it's never leaving his own Adon's Rishos. Because Mashakot Eved Kana Rabbi. And that was making a shlech to do, so how could it work?
That's what right. They, and you could say, even because the Gemara is only saying why he's different than Kohan. So it's almost like where you would
right.
say, all that shows is that you can't compare the two.
In a chinami, but still
not
it needs a head very well.
Din,
right. How does it work? Right, exactly. It's not explaining how it works. So the way the Mitzvah Eisen asks the Kasha is he brings a different, he has the Kasha from a Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says, a choyle and a zokin koyin. Now, this is different than Yisrael. A koyin. But he's too weak or sick to do the avodah. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says he cannot make a shliach, he cannot make another koyin his shliach to do the avodah for him. So, 1 second now. It's not like the case of the Israel in our Gemara. This coin is shaykh to the Avodah. He just can't do it. Shaykh to the Parish of Avodah, meaning it's much more similar to the Eved Kenani case than it is to the case of the Israel in our Gemara. And over there it's saying it can't work. We don't care that you're shaykh to the Avodah Be'etzim. If this is right now a Maisa which you can't do, then you cannot make a shaykh to do the Maisa, period. That's the Gemara is saying over there. Which is basically everybody's kasha. So how come over here by the Kenani it helps? It does work. Since he's shaykh to the general parsha, even though this is a ma'isa, he cannot do, he can still make a shliach. So here the Mitzvah Eisen, he says a tremendous chiddush in shlichus. Until we get to the sugars of shlichus, which happen to be in Kedushin, we'll be mevar this further. Because to do this properly, it's like mamash, there's so much about it. But just lugay to this gemara over here, he says like this in a tremendous chiddush, and it sounds very, very different than the lumdus, like Yirmi said, of Yoda Richto. Or, you know, it's an extension of me. He says it's a different pshat. He says, you see from this Gemara, a different pshat than in Shlichus. If Shlichus was, I'm taking, you know, the way I like to say it is, if Shlichus was, I'm taking the head of the Mishalech and putting it onto the body of the Shliach, so then you're right. The Eved Kenani cannot accept the get for himself. So how is the Shlichus helping? Zogdim it's based on that's not the pshat. The pshat is, in order to be able to appoint the Shliach, you have to be able to do the act that the shliach is doing now. So, by a koyin that's sick or old, he cannot do the avodah right now.
He has to be able to do the act.
Physically? No, let's say mamish has to be able to do it. What do I mean? By the koyin is choyle v'zokein. He can't do it. No, he can't. It's impossible. Physically cannot do it. By an Eved Kenani, what's the act that the Shliach is doing? So listen to what he says, the Mitzvah Eisen, it's about the Gechidish. What act is the Shliach doing? The Shliach is doing the act of accepting a get for somebody else. Could an Eved Kenani do the act of accepting a get for somebody else? Yes, that's our Gemara. So that's an act he could do. Mamele can make a Shliach to do it. Meaning he's saying like this. He's learning a whole new pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara,
but that means the shliach is not.
Right, it's not a yodah richta. Yeah, it's a totally different lumdus. He's saying like this. We thought our Gemara is saying, oh, he's bechlal the parsha. The reason our Gemara brings down that he can accept a get for a different Eved Kenani is just to show that he's bechlal the parsha. He says, no, that's not the pshat. It's more than that. Bechal the parsha, the choyel of Zokin Koyin is also bechal the parsha, but it won't help him. The pshat of the Gemara is more specific than that. It's saying, you should know this is an act that he could do. It's not the pshat Yodo Erichto. It's not the pshat, it's Eved Kenani is a head on the shliach's body. The pshat is, if the shliach is doing an act which I, the mishalech, can do, memela, I have a right to make a mishalech in this act. Even though clap by me, it won't help. But at the night of the clap by me, it won't help. Because the act the Shliach is doing is an act of Kabbalah Saget for Yenim. Kabbalah Saget for somebody else. So let's freeze frame that. Is that something that Eved Kenani can do? Yes, that's what our Gemara tells us. Mamele can make a Shliach also. That's what he says, but it's a fantastic Chiddush because it's not Yodor, it's not whatever lumdus people are used to in Shliach. It's not, we see it's not operating with that. You can't say Yodah Richto because then you're stuck.
Well, he would then probably say that Shlichus works. If I let's say a Shlichus meets a Mitzvah, it's not that I did the Mitzvah, but it's that I got credit for the Mitzvah. Right? It's not, according to him, if it's
right.
Not me.
Right, so this is, yeah.
It's not me doing it. So I can't say, well, I was going to the
Mitzvah.
I go to the Mitzvah?
Right, so this is a big sugya. So
I go to the Mitzvah.
There's a few ketsoisim about this. I started looking at it, but it's not our sugya so much. But you're right. The ketsois, who talks about shliach for mitzvah, He says the pshat is if I did the act. So how will he learn this Gemara? It sounds like a very different lumbus than what we're used to hearing with Shlichus.
Unless you say, philosophically, the point of my doing the mitzvah is not that I do the mitzvah, it's the mitzvah.
It's done. Yeah, but it has to also be that. Yeah, but the problem is
that, and no,
it has to relate back to me still.
Well, think about it. I am causing this.
Yeah.
This guy's my
instrument. Somehow the mechanism of shlichus creates that. But it's not the pshat the other richtu.
Right.
It's a different...
Even though we say shlichus, don't say...
Shlichus shukdom k'moysoi.
Right.
So, yeah. The question is, when we get into the... That's what I'm saying. This is very different than the traditional lumdus of how we understood shlichus. When
even
we get...
A get
for someone else.
Since
the Magabal get for someone else, that means that the shliach he's making is doing an act that he be'etzim could do. And therefore, such a shliach is a good shliach.
Yeah, we're saying, how do we prove that he's allowed to be a shliach? That's what we're saying. Because he's shaya. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. What does that mean? If it just means in general he's shaykh to it. So then we have a kasha from the Gemara in Bava Kamma. So shayach means he's shayach to the etzem maisa that the shliach is doing.
Is that circular?
No.
Are we saying that
he's shayach to that maisa anyway? That's not circular.
For sure, he can make kabbal for his friend.
So once I know he can make kabbal for his friend, and the act the shliach is doing is a kabbalah saget for his friend, they have a kenai that sent him. Mameli can create a shlichus like that. The mitzvah based on this fantastic chiddush over here, which I think goes against a lot of the regular lumdus that we say in shlichus, which is why everybody was so bothered. Yeah, otherwise what's shot in the Gemara? So that's the question. So when we learn the sugi of shlichus and the ktsois in shlichus, kind of have to like revisit this Gemara and see what they do with it, because it's based on the same gavaltic lumdus, which helps us for our Gemara, but brings up a lot of questions in shlichus in general. That we have to see. That we still have to see. But that's what we do today. 12 minutes. Okay, I'm happy.